Our special this morning is always unique, always handpicked, always inspired by God. Every time the pastor gives us, says, "Here, Greg, here's the message," it's, "All right, God, what's it going to be?" And God always delivers. You know, in John 20, we're told about the resurrection of Jesus. And I especially like to read John. And for those of you who have read the book of John in a while, please do. John is so much like us. John declares himself as the one that Jesus loved. Isn't that great? What an ego. Love the guy. We're all filled with it. Everyone. And when they learned that Jesus was not in the tomb anymore, what happens? John and Simon Peter, they got a race, right? They go racing to the tomb. John says, "I got there first." I mean, come on. Isn't that just like us? But imagine, though, when they walked in there and they saw the body was gone. It still wasn't clear to them at that point. That moment, there was just no peace. But then Jesus appears, right? And there is peace. Remember, he says, "Mary, don't touch me yet. I still have to ascend to the Father, but there is peace." So much peace. Sing this with us. There's a peace I've come to know, though my heart and flesh may fail. There's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is over well. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise when he calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will rise on eagle's wings before my God, fall on my knees and rise. I will rise.
Will rise, and I hear the voice. before my God, fall on my knees and rise. I will rise. I will rise.
But those who wait for the Lord's help find renewed strength. They rise up as if they had eagle's wings. They run without growing weary. They walk